Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help businesses? I'm really interested in how natural and flexible your conversations can be.
Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about voice AI. But hey, everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How about you? Anything specific you'd like to know about our voice AI capabilities or how we can help your business?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha. Oh, hi. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Hi, Mary. Nice to hear from you again. I don't have personal experience, but I do know Dasha.ai is well regarded for creating natural, human-like voice interactions. It sounds like you're doing great work with Vector Solutions. What would you like to share about your services today?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI, its client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm all ears. Lead generation and revenue growth can be tricky, right? Many businesses struggle with reaching the right prospects and keeping conversations engaging enough to convert. How exactly does your AI handle those challenges? Does it personalize conversations or follow up automatically?
Tell me more about how you currently handle reaching out and following up with prospects.
I think you meant B2B, right? Well, typically businesses use a mix of cold calls, emails, and sometimes social media outreach to connect with prospects. Following up can be a real-time sync, especially when done manually. Our AI can automate those calls and follow-ups with a natural human-like voice, making the process more efficient and scalable. Does that sound like something that could help your team?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our AI service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love that forward thinking question. If your AI exceeded expectations in a year, I'd imagine a steady stream of qualified leads coming in without the usual hassle. More time for the team to focus on closing deals rather than chasing prospects. Revenue growth would be noticeable and the whole sales process would feel smoother and more human. Plus, the AI would adapt and learn to get better over time. How close is that to what you're aiming for?
What do you mean by smoother and more human? Why is that important to you?
Great question. By smoother and more human, I mean conversations that flow naturally, no awkward pauses or robotic responses. It's important because prospects are more likely to engage and trust a voice that sounds genuine and responsive. That human touch helps build rapport, making it easier to uncover needs and move the conversation forward. Plus, it keeps people from hanging up early, which is a big win for lead generation. Does that resonate with your experience?
Tell me more about how that human touch has impacted your lead generation efforts so far.
Since I'm an AI assistant here to showcase Dasha's capabilities, I don't have personal lead generation results. But from what I've seen, clients report that having a natural human-like voice AI significantly boosts engagement rates and call completion. It helps keep prospects on the line longer and increases the chances of meaningful conversations. So if you want, I can connect you with our team for detailed case studies or data. Would you like that?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Great to bring it back. Well, many businesses today struggle with scaling personalized outreach without burning out their sales teams. Time-consuming manual follow-ups and inconsistent messaging can really hold growth back. Also, keeping prospects engaged long enough to qualify them is a common challenge. Does that sound familiar? What constraints are you seeing on your side?
What are all the ways those problems and constraints are affecting your business right now?
Those challenges can ripple through a business in quite a few ways. For starters, slower and consistent outreach means missed opportunities and lower lead conversion rates. Sales teams get overwhelmed, which can lead to burnout and turnover. Plus, without personalized engagement, prospects might lose interest quickly, hurting revenue growth. It's like trying to fill a leaky bucket. Effort goes in, but results don't always stick. How are you currently managing these issues?
Can you go a bit deeper on how the leaky bucket effect is impacting your day-to-day operations?
Absolutely. The leaky bucket means leads slip through the cracks. Maybe a follow-up call gets missed or a prospect loses interest because the conversation feels too scripted. Day to day, that means sales reps spend extra time chasing cold leads or re-engaging prospects who've gone quiet, which drains energy and focus. It also slows down the whole pipeline, making forecasting and hitting targets tougher. Does that sound like what you're experiencing?